San Francisco, California, July 1969. This is the Zodiac speaking. With those four words opening a letter to the San Francisco Chronicle at the height of the summer of love, the world was introduced to someone, or something, entirely other. The summer of love was about to become the summer of fear. In what was to become the first of many letters sent to various newspapers around Northern California, the mysterious Zodiac Killer claimed credit for the recent attack on two teenagers in Vallejo, leaving one girl dead and her male companion severely injured. The letter also contained a cryptic cipher, later decoded by two retired school teachers. It contained no clue as to the killer's identity, but did express a macabre obsession with death and destruction. In the months and years that followed, the Zodiac continued to send letters and taunt police, taking credit for the murder of a girl in a California state park in the fall of 1969, as well as the killing of cab driver Paul Stein at the corner of Washington and Cherry Streets in San Francisco. He was suspected in the attempted murder of a woman and her child on a desolate highway in 1970. The Zodiac attempted to enlist the help of famed attorney Melvin Belli, only to no-show a clandestine meeting orchestrated by Belli and law enforcement. The Zodiac stayed one step ahead, sending taunting letters and indecipherable ciphers to increasingly frustrated media outlets. Over the years, San Francisco Chronicle cartoonist Robert Graysmith developed an obsessive fascination with the Zodiac. Through much exhaustive research, culminating in the publishing of a book in 1991, Graysmith determined that the most likely culprit was one Arthur Lee Allen, who had been investigated and cleared previously, but was identified as the man who shot him by the survivor of the July 1969 Vallejo attack. Allen died of a heart attack before being questioned again by police. Years later, DNA testing could not link Allen conclusively to known samples of the Zodiac's DNA. In 2020, a team of elite codebreakers finally cracked the final Zodiac cipher, which the killer claimed to contain his identity. To the dismay of all, it revealed nothing. The Zodiac mystery, more than 50 years after that first murder, and despite the best efforts of law enforcement, the media, and citizen investigators, remains unsolved. The case remains open.